we are holding on Chaf Chesam Beis toward the bottom of the page, six lines from the bottom of the page. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is the last year of Maseches Moed Katan. So the Gemara goes back to the issue of Nichum Avelim now. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ein Menachem and Rashan Lomar Davar Ad Sheyiftach Avel. One of the laws of Nichum Avelim is you're not allowed to say anything until the Avel speaks first. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Achrechein Pasach Iyov Espihu V'Hadar Ve'Yana Lifas HaTeimani. That first Iyov, who was in Avela, spoke, and only then his friend Eliphaz spoke. Amar Rabbi Valminayim La'Avel Shemes of Brosh. How do we know that an Avel sits at the head of the table in an honorable way? Shenemar Evchar Darkam Ve'Eshev Rosh Ve'Eshkon Kemelech Begdud. That when I was in my position of prominence, I would show them the path that they would take advice from me how to behave, and I would sit at the head like a melech in gedud and like an avel who's getting comfort. So you see that the avel sits at the head. Yenachim says, wait a second, Yenachim, the word Yenachim, achrini mashma, it sounds like other people, meaning it sounds like it's the opposite, that those who are going to comfort sit at the head of the table, not the avel. Amram Nachim bar Yitzchak, Yinochem Ksiv, not Yinachem, but Yinochem, he who is being comforted. Marzutra Amar Mehacha, that we learn it from the following. Visar Mirzach Sruchim. It says in Amos's Musar that Visar Mirzach Sruchim, Mirzach is the Avel who's bitter. Mirzach is also Mar. That is, he has a bitter attitude. So Nasa Sar Lasruchim. He becomes the officer of all those who are suffering. Amr Abicham Bar Chanina, Minayin L'Chasson Shemes of Brosh. How do we know that a Chasson sits at the head of the table? Shneamar, K'Chasson Yechayin Pe'er. Ma Kohen Brosh, Av Chasson Brosh. The Chasson compared to a Kohen, and just like a Kohen sits at the head, so to a Chasson. V'Kohen Gufim Minal. How do we know a Kohen sits at the head? Detan Debe Rabbi Shmuel, Viki Dashto. You have to honor the Kohen. L'Chol Dover Shabakdusha for all things of holiness. Liftach Rishon, he gets the first Aliyah and Kriyas HaTorah. Levarich Rishon, he gets to make the first Bracha or to lead the benching. V'li Talmani Yafa Rishon, he gets to have the first portion of food. It's a mitzvah v'kidashto, to honor the Kohen. So main point over, two main points over here. First of all, two halachos about an Avel, about Nichum Avelim, the comforters can't speak till the mourner speaks first, and the Avel sits at the head. The other main point is that not only an avel, but also a chassan and a kohen sit at the head of the table. Amar Rav Chanina, kashi yitzias neshama min aguf, kitzipore b'fi aveshet, that taking the neshama out of the body is like a rope that has a knot in the rope, and you're pulling it through a tiny hole in the boat, where it's very, very hard to pull out. That to pull the neshama away from the guf is very difficult. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, kifture b'fi veshet. It's like thick ropes that are tied in two boats together that you're trying to plug into a hole. Very, very challenging, very difficult for the neshama to leave the body. So that's another main point, that it's very difficult for the neshama to leave the body. It's a very painful experience, separation experience. Even though last daf, we learned about how it's like, it could be like hair being pulled out of milk so smoothly, but that's only for great tzaddikim, who weren't so connected to their gashmius. But someone who's very connected to gashmius, who lives a very physical existence, so his neshama becomes bound up in gashmius, and it's difficult for his neshama to leave. V'amar Rabbi Levi Bar Chayasa, Haniftar min ameis, someone who separates from a dead person, lo yamar lo leich l'shalom. He shouldn't say leich l'shalom, ela leich bishalom. He should say leich bishalom. Haniftar min achai, when you're saying goodbye to a living person, lo yamar lo leich bishalom, ela leich lishalom. Then you should be careful to say the other way, to say leich lishalom. Hanifter min ameis v'lo yomar lo leich lishalom el leich bishalom. The reason that when you separate from a dead person, you say bishalom, shenemar v'ata tavo alav asecha bishalom. Hashem promises Avram Avinu that one day you're going to be together with your father's bishalom. Hanifter min achai lo yomar lo leich bishalom el leich lishalom. How do I know that the proper way to leave a living person is to say leich lishalom? Shrei David shamar lav shalom leich bishalom halach nitla. When David said goodbye to Avshalom, he said leich bishalom, and Avshalom ended up getting hanged. Yisro shamar le Moshe leich lishalom halach vitzliach. Yisro said to Moshe leich lishalom, and Moshe Rabbeinu had a lot of hatzlacha. So next main point: when departing from a dead person, you say leich bishalom. When departing from a live person, you say leich lishalom, like Yisro did to Moshe. V'amar Rabbi Levi, kol yotzim beis haknesses l'beis hamedrash u'beis hamedrash beis haknesses, someone who goes from shul to a beis hamedrash or beis hamedrash to shul, zochu mekabel pnei shechina, is going to be able to greet the shechina, shenemar, yelchu mechayil el choyil, yeroyel elokim b'tzion. Going from strength to strength, going from beis hamedrash to beis knesses or vice versa, from learning Torah to tefillah, such a person is a yira elokim b'tzion. He's going to be zochu to see the shechina in the tzion shalmaila, in Shemayim. Amr b'chir barashi amrav, talmidicham ein la menucha afilu l'olam haba, talmidicham don't have a moment of rest, even in olam haba, where they go from Gan Eden to the Rukia, to Rukia to Gan Eden, and they go and they're enjoying, and they're nana mizav hashchina, they're enjoying all the splendor and the glory of it, shenemar yelchu mechayil el chayil, yeirol el kim b'tzion, that they're always going from strength to strength. Menucha is not necessarily a good thing. To have nothing to do, to not be going anywhere, is not a good thing. The greatest bracha is that even Lasalavo, the Talmidei Chachamim are going to be on the move, Talmidei Chachamim are going to be growing and doing and seeing, so that's the ultimate bracha that the Masechta ends off with. So the last main point is that we should, that a person who goes from Shul to Beis Medrash or vice versa is going to greet the Shechina, is going to see the Shechina. Hadron Lach Ve'el Magalchin Slik Allah, Meseches Moed Katan, Mazel Tov to everyone who finished Meseches Moed Katan.